the whole discourse that's playing out seems to be so ridiculous that it would not have a place in a system of proper political parties, modern political parties that, you know, are not built around an individual and his wife and maybe kids and, you know, that are not dynastic in that very backward feudal sense. But what we are now seeing in ZANU-PF now is really a throwback to the feudal era when the leader is completely sacrosanct and his word is invaluable. We are seeing, you know, the old man now, those who saw him in Turkey, really struggling to walk, and people are falling over each other to say, we are renominating him to be the presidential candidate in 2018 elections. And then if there's any hint of anyone not falling, you know, in line behind such, you know, sheer madness, really, that's your ticket out of the party. And I think that's what we are seeing with these developments in Manicaland, where Monica Mtsangwa has now been put on the firing line for supposedly disrespecting Grace Mugabe.
ZANU-PF has been likened to a troop of baboons insistently fighting amongst itself, but coming together to face external threats. Are these fights an indication that the opposition is weak?
Well, to some extent, it is true, because the opposition is not at its strongest point at the present moment. But I wouldn't want to think that there's something so smart or unconquerable in terms of how, you know, ZANU-PF operates. I think what we are seeing playing out right now is the collapse of the hegemony that they've had.